Moncrief on News Talk.
A new study from University College London brings us the shock news that your personality type influences what sort of workout you prefer. Enya Martin is a comedian and fitness coach. Afternoon, Enya.
Good afternoon.
Do you think there's anything to this, or is this just pointing out the obvious?
Oh, I do think certain sports now suit certain people.
Such as?
Well, I think the people who do high rocks, they were elite at PE and skill. I think they were the ones that were brilliant at PE. You know, they were always the ones to pick the team. They never had a sick note for PE and they took it a bit too seriously.
What's high rocks?
You don't know what high rocks is? No. Oh, come on. Have you been living under a rock? It's like
I could pretend I know what it is, but it sounds like an energy drink to me.
Yeah, it does. I don't know who smuggled it into the country, but it's like elite PE. It's a bit like cross training, cardio. Yeah, it's a big bag of everything when it comes to high intensity, but it's very similar to running. Like you're doing it for time, you know. You can do it in doubles, you can do it in singles, but it is very similar to running. Like you're trying to get a good time, same way people try to get PBs when it comes to marathons, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And so this study seems to be implying that if, say, you're a bit of a show off, you like one kind of sport, but if you're more of an introvert, you like another kind of. You kind of want people to be looking at you, kind of thing. In gyms, in your experience, can you spot the different sorts of personality types in gyms?
Oh yeah, like you do. You notice some lads going around with the tank tops, bulging biceps, tattoos, slamming the barbells on the ground, you know, drinking two or three energy drinks and a protein shake at the same time. Like they just want everyone to know they're a show pony, but they probably wouldn't be able to run 1 kilometre without gassing out, you know?
Right. Okay. But you also see people who are kind of in the corner trying to, you know, stay out of the way and hope nobody notices them.
Yeah, I think the likes of like yoga, Pilates and stuff, I think kind of, you know, the reserve, like you said, introvert types, like they would probably opt for sports like that. Or, you know, spin classes where you're in the dark, you just want to do your own thing. You're not much of a show off, you know. I think those sports suit like introvert people.
Yeah. Do they change? Do you see their, like, I mean, if they get better at one particular sport or activity, that they'll suddenly become a bit more confident in themselves and become more of a show pony?
Well, yeah, like I'm kind of an advocate for, you know, do something that you enjoy, but it's also nice to try something that you haven't done before, because you don't know if you'll enjoy it unless you try it, you know. Like I used to be a terrible runner. I used to hate running, but I'm doing half marathons at the minute to train for the Dublin Marathon, and I'm doing it because I don't enjoy it, but I want to be able to do something that I once couldn't. So I think, you know, once you start exercising, a body in motion stays in motion. I think eventually you might start drifting towards other sports, because it can get boring sticking to the same type of activity all the time, you know.
You must come across people, though, who absolutely loathe physical activity in general.
Yeah, no, there is. There's some beasts out there, you know. They must have some appetite to be able to do that amount of activity, whether it be cycling, hiking, high rocks, running, you know. And they're doing all this in the same week. Yoga as well, to kind of like recover and stuff, but it's a lot. I don't know how their bodies aren't broke up, because, you know, that takes a lot of recovery time. But look, I'd rather be addicted to exercise than anything else.
Yeah, but what about people who hate exercise? Yeah, I must occasionally have come across people who come in and want to give it a go and then just go, I'm sorry, I hate this. I hate everything about it. It's totally unenjoyable. My body is screaming at me, stop.
Well, I was like that the first time I tried a spin class. I absolutely hated it. But with time, you get a bit fair. Obviously, a lot of people who aren't fit are going to hate exercise initially, especially if it's high intensity. So what I would say to those people is, you know, start off nice and slow. Like start with walking, something basic, and then eventually maybe build it up to a small jog, or, you know, try a boot camp style class, or, you know, an incline walk on a treadmill. But like I said, a body in motion stays in motion. So the less you move, obviously, the more you're going to hate any type of physical activity, you know.
Yeah. But do you absolutely guarantee if somebody keeps doing it that eventually they'll start? I mean, this is like I'm going to whip you with a stick and eventually you'll like it.
Well, you know, if you eat a chocolate cake, you're going to feel warm and fuzzy straight away. It's going to release loads of endorphins. But if you exercise, you don't feel good till afterwards. And then the long-term effects of exercise, you don't see till weeks or months down the line, you know, and that takes patience. So a lot of people just want instant gratification, but it doesn't work like that. But exercise, it's going to improve your life. It's going to make you feel better. It might take a long time, but, you know, I think it's worth waiting for. I think it's worth giving it a try.
Yeah. You haven't talked me out of the cake, I must say. Enya, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Enya Martin there, the comedian and fitness coach.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.